I'm very happy now to welcome Ulla Peterson. She is founder and director of the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, and she is here to tell us about something that's happening this coming weekend. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Miss Charlotte.
So the annual benefit art show is happening this Saturday from 10 to 4, in which artists have made basically all sorts of different kinds of art about animals.
Yes. This year we'll be showing three popular area animal artists, and this will be a benefit for Kindred Spirits. They donate the proceeds, and it's just a wonderful time to also visit at the sanctuary and meet the animals and really feel that magical connection there is between art and especially the old animals.
What do you mean by that? You've got, well, just to back up for a moment, Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary is really a hospice and elder care center for unadoptable animals, especially dogs and horses, and you have birds there as well.
Poultry, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you have these older animals, who, some of whom who have lived pretty rough lives, what is it like, and what's the connection with the art?
Well, that's kind of where the mystery is, and it's such an individual experience, but we hear it over and over again that people really feel this. There's a real soul connection there, that whole magic that one can't really explain, but one feels, and you just kind of have to come and experience with the old animals. And some of the images are of our animals. A lot of them are, both in photography and oil, in acrylics, and it's just a wonderful connecting there. And of course, we are a very natural setting and in an ecologically sound setting too. There's no pesticides, anything. So it's a very healing environment at the same time. There will be art all over the barns, in the trees. And if it's raining, we'll also have cover, you know.
Right.
Be nice and green. There is that magical connection that we hear over and over that people are expressing that they really feel, and especially in a natural setting. And I know it myself, because I'm always sad when that show goes down, and a lot of it is of course sold. I'm happy about that, but it's very rich. It enriches everything to have the art around the barns. I wish we could keep it up all the time.
So you have these animals, and one of the things that I've noticed having been out there a number of times is that there is a sense, I think, of contentment and gratitude on the part of the animals who have lived. I mean, one of your star animals, whom I loved, who passed away a while back, was a dog who had been kind of a fighting dog and who'd been very badly injured and who was just had turned into an angel under your care. I guess he'd been abandoned or whatever. You are a former nurse, is that correct?
Yeah. And always so, a nurse, yeah.
Yeah, former and continuing nurse.
Yeah.
I imagine that's the atmosphere you're trying to cultivate.
Right. We really cultivating a healing environment for these animals that have been so not only neglected but severely traumatized in many different ways, come from often having literally been thrown out because they were old. And so this is a place where we want to have them feel that they're wanted and cared for and not just warehoused. And so they get very individualized care. We have about 20 very old dogs, and they don't sit in cages. It is family style. So
you've got couches and yeah. little beds for them all over the place.
So we have lots of good housekeeping. but that's exactly, we are also being a model for what people can do in their own homes, and we hope to inspire people that come and visit what and how they can work in their own homes with elderly animals and not just either euthanize them because, you know, they don't know what to do, or you know, just find a way of working with them, just like with our elderly people.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we do a lot of education also. We have workshops during the year, and we teach people about nutrition and elder care, wills and estate planning, and we have a website.
Which is kindredspiritsnm.org. And the number over there is 471-5366. in the 505 area code, and the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary is at, it's on State Road 14. It's on basically the Turquoise Trail going south out of Santa Fe.
Yeah, it's half a mile past the Lone Butte General Store, the Shell station there, and there will be signs and there will be balloons on the mailboxes, and we welcome everyone. It is a great time for families also to visit.
And that's the Kindred Spirits Annual Benefit Art Show on Saturday, July 31st.
Yes, 10 to 4.
Ola Peterson is founder and director of Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuaries. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for being a voice for the animals, Mayor Charlotte.